Hello, hello. Welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Happy Monday. Thanks so much for being here. Haley, do you have any weekly updates this week?
No.
We are recording really close to the last time we were recording. And so I feel like
nothing has happened.
Yeah, there's nothing like crazy to report on.
Yeah.
Between either of us.
Nope.
Yeah, like literally, I just saw you.
Yeah, literally nothing. Do okay. you? Do you Great. Have anything?
No,
nothing. Because last time we chatted, you were about to celebrate David's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So how was David's birthday?
Okay, yeah.
You're like, nothing to report on. Yeah. Nothing important.
The most boring weekend ever. No. Yeah, last weekend we celebrated David's birthday, which was like fun for the most part. We didn't do anything like too crazy. His parents came over Friday night. His actual birthday was Saturday.
Okay.
So anyway, they came Friday to watch the kids for us, and we were supposed to go to dinner at this steakhouse in like Salt Lake. Mm-hmm. But we were kind of just like hanging out, shopping around, and David was just like, I don't really feel like driving to Salt Lake. And so we went to Brazza Grill. I'm going to call them out right now.
Yeah. Do it.
Have you ever been to Brazza Grill?
No, I've like considered it a couple of times, but then like after reading reviews I was like, maybe not.
Okay, yeah. So they're like a Brazilian I don't know,
steakhouse.
Yeah, they're really called? Similar to Tacano's. Yeah, and like Rodizio,
which like Chelsea and I, fun fact, almost every year we go to Tacano's with Vince and David for like a military appreciation night, pretty much. What is it called? Veterans Day. Yeah. For Veterans Day.
Oh, yeah, because it's free on Veterans Day.
Yeah, because it's free on Veterans Day. So I feel like we always, like we go like once a year usually.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But see, Tacano's is really good.
Yeah.
Brazza Grill, I'm so sorry. Brazza Grill was not good.
Yeah.
And I even told David while we were there, I was just like, ooh, like, I feel like this food could give me like food poisoning.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the universe heard me because I literally woke up the next day throwing up. And yeah, I did. I got food poisoning on David's birthday.
It's terrible.
Yeah. The good thing was, though, is that so I threw up and then I was kind of just like hanging out. I was trying to decipher if I had food poisoning or if I had like a stomach bug, I was sick. Yeah. But anyway, I was able to like go back to sleep. And then David really wanted to go to jujitsu on his birthday.
Okay.
And so anyway, he woke me up at like 8 and was like, hey, like, am I good to go? And I was just like, yeah, go. But I was totally fine after that. So.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah. It was not horrible, but also was horrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But then David's family, like his parents, were there that day, and we had lunch with them. And then I'm trying to think, we had friends over for cake and ice cream that night. That was it, really.
What kind of cake and ice cream did you have?
We got a nothing bun cake.
Ooh, what kind?
Just the chocolate chip or whatever.
Best one. Yeah. So good.
David is not, like, he doesn't eat cake. He's not a cake person. Yeah. But that's, like, the one cake he likes.
That he likes.
And I like anything from Nothing Bun Cakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their strawberry one we did for Vivi's birthday in Vegas, and it was really good.
I don't know if I've ever had their strawberry.
I don't know if it's, like, a limited time thing, but it's really good. It has, like, the cream cheese frosting.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah. Their frosting is so good.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to David and Chelsea's for David's birthday, but I may have forgotten.
That's okay.
And no, it's not okay.
No,
it's really bad.
No, it's okay.
I would feel so much worse if Vince were home.
Oh, well, if Vince were home, it would be a different story.
Missed it, I know. But still, I still feel bad. I could have at least texted you, but.
It's okay.
Yeah, sorry. Really bad friend moment.
It's okay.
Sorry, David. I need to apologize to him in person, but
yeah,
over the podcast is fine. Over the podcast is permanent.
It's okay. He forgives. It's
okay. Okay, good.
But yeah, it was a chill birthday. It was like fun that it was like on a Saturday, because then we could just like do stuff the whole weekend, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
fun. But yeah, that's my weekly update that I got food poisoning over the weekend.
Ugh, woohoo. That sucks.
Yeah.
Really terrible. You know, okay, wait, one more thing. Mm-hmm. Weekly update. I feel like probably most of our listeners are in Utah, but if you are not, it snowed here on Sunday. So 2 days ago, May 5th, it snowed. I cannot with this weather. I am going insane. Yeah. I am like, I just thought it would be 70 by now.
Yeah.
It's, and I am so annoyed.
Truly a WTF moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. We, because, okay, today's Tuesday. So that was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
We were supposed to, or no, we did. We grilled with some friends that day, but it was just kind of funny that it snowed. We were like, oh, perfect day for grilling.
For grilling.
Yeah. Literally a snowstorm.
Oh my gosh. Well, we had prepared, or not prepared. Oh my gosh. We had planned to go to the zoo on Sunday a week before. Mm-hmm. Like just me and the kids and maybe my sister. Mm-hmm. And because it was supposed to be like 70 degrees. And then it ended up that like Saturday was like pretty nice.
Yeah.
Like it was windy, but it was like pretty warm. And then it's like you go from like 70 to snowing the next day. Mm-hmm. That is just Utah for you.
That
and
is Utah.
You would think I'd be like used to it by now, but I'm not. So I'm escaping to Las Vegas for the next like 8 or 9 days. So
yeah, jealous.
Hasta la pasta, Utah. Like out of here.
Hasta la pasta. I know, I'm jealous. Very jealous of your
hopefully by
Vegas
the time
vacay.
Hopefully by the time I get back, it'll just be warm for everyone.
Yeah, it should be. It's supposed to get nice and warm. Very good. Excited.
Good.
To work on my tan.
Yes. Hopefully I come back a bronze beauty.
I'm sure you will. You tan really easily.
I tan pretty good. It's so annoying because I tan pretty good. But if you ask Vince, I'm literally white as a ghost. And it's because he is a brown man.
Mm-hmm. He tans really well. And so do your kids.
Oh my gosh. Vivi gets so dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kale's more like me. So he still gets tan, but not like as. Vivi gets so dark.
No, you all are like beautifully bronzed. My family can't relate. We're like fry pill. Like we're the whitest. Oh, we're the whitest family in America, I swear. I can get a tan, but I have to work like really hard for it.
To get it.
Fun fact, I'm sure you know this, but I grew up with a tanning bed in my home.
Oh no, I didn't know that.
You don't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
What?
My mom gets really bad seasonal depression. Oh. And this was even before like I was born, but my mom loves to tan still to this day. Yeah. And we still have that tanning. Well, my mom has that tanning bed, but she bought it like even before I was born. And it still works great as long as you like just replace the bulbs. Like,
wow,
it runs great. But anyway, yeah, I grew up with a tanning bed in my home. So I grew up fake baking a lot.
Yeah.
I haven't done it in years.
Do you not do it because you're like scared about getting skin cancer?
Yeah. It's bad for you.
Does your mom not care?
No. My mom does not care. My mom is literally always like, yeah, pick your poison. She's like, I'll die of skin cancer. Like, she just loves to tan. And I get it. Like truly, I love to tan too. It feels so good.
It does.
Yeah. But
it does feel so good.
Yeah. But it's bad for you. But yeah, if I like really like tan, take the time to do it,
like
work
build
up a good
it
tan,
up. Yeah.
Then I can do tan. It. But otherwise,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully this year, slow and steady wins the race. You can get a good tan.
Yeah, I just need to find a good self-tanner.
I just really like my Ulta one. It is literally Ulta's brand. And it's like their dark, like, tan, like express tan.
Okay.
And it comes with a mitt. But it's like you have to get, it's like so weird. They have like a limited edition one every year. And the limited edition formula is better than their normal formula. So
do they always come out with the same limited edition?
It's
one?
A different scent.
Okay.
And so I always buy the limited edition. It stays on for like 2.5 to 3 weeks. Uh-huh. Like mine just faded and it's like not splotchy at all. I love it.
I haven't used it yet, but I bought the Bondi Sands.
Oh yeah. I've heard actually pretty good things about Bondi Sands.
Okay. Yeah. I did too. That's why I bought it. But yeah. And then I've heard also that, I think it's called Tan AF.
AF
is good. I don't know.
Okay.
So we will see.
Not
if
us
anyone
doing a
has
whole
any good recommendations.
Self tanner. I know, right? Do you want to introduce this week's episode?
Yeah. So should we do pop culture?
Oh,
or should
crap.
We introduce
episode
first?
We want to do pop culture first.
Okay.
I'm actually really excited about pop culture.
Yeah. Well, me too. I just hope it's not like outdated by the time this episode it, yeah, you know, goes up. Yeah. But either way, whatever, who cares? We're going to talk about it.
We want to chat about it anyway.
Yeah. Yesterday was the Met Gala.
Yes.
So, of course, we're going to talk about our favorite looks.
Which now I'm like questioning my entire rest of my year because Taylor Swift did not appear, which was one of my pop culture predictions. And I have been right thus far.
You've been right about a lot. This one
I was wrong about. And I'm so sad.
I was really hoping to see her and Travis Kelce. That would have been really, really fun. I really thought they could show up together. I thought Travis Kelce would be all about
the Met Gala. Oh, and he is all about it. I just think it was her travel.
Yeah.
That got in the way because she's in Paris, right?
Well, she will be this weekend. Okay. So who knows if.
Okay. So she's in Europe probably.
Yeah. Now, but.
Or maybe she's not and she just didn't care to go. Who knows? Maybe
she probably just didn't care to go.
Yeah. She's just kind of like maybe need a little break or something.
Yeah.
But I'm really sad I didn't see them together because Travis is also a fun dresser.
Yeah.
And so I could have seen both of them wearing something really fun. Mm-hmm. But this year's theme, if I got it correctly, is like the Garden of Time. So Sleeping Beauty / Reawakening Fashion.
Yeah. So the theme was Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion, which basically just means like bringing like old fashioned looks like from times past the forward. And then the dress code was the Garden of Time.
So yes, because I was like, I was seeing different things and I was like, well, what is it? Because some of the looks I was like, this is not gardening.
Yeah. So yeah, there's always a theme and there's always a dress code.
Okay.
So,
well, some of them did not serve the dress code.
Well, I'm interested to see what your favorites are.
And I hear that whoever the lady is that's like in charge of the Met Gala, that she will just like straight up uninvite you to like never return if you do not follow the dress code. So I'm like, I don't know what some of them are ballsy showing up the way they did.
Yeah. But here's my Met criteria.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Three things. Number one, has to look good. Self-explanatory. Like, I have to like the look.
Right.
Number two, has to fit the theme.
Yes.
And number three, has to be something that you can only wear to the Met Gala.
Absolutely.
Like, if you're wearing something that you can just wear to the Grammys.
Any red carpet.
Then why are you wearing that?
Yes.
The Met 1000% Gala agree. Is to be like super creative, super out there. Anyway, that's my Met criteria.
Okay. I love your criteria because I agreed. I was like, yeah, that's beautiful for some of them. But I'm like, why? Like, that's not what we're doing here.
It's not serving Met.
So yeah, I'm definitely curious. I did take some like screenshots of some of my favorites.
Yeah, I have a couple too.
And like, I don't know. We can just kind of like go through and I'm like curious. Yeah. Do you want to start with like maybe one of yours that you.
Okay. Yes. I wrote down my five favorites. Okay. And I have four honorable mentions to share.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay. So I'm just scared of your judgment. Okay. In no particular order.
Okay.
I loved Kendall Jenner's look.
Really?
Absolutely loved.
Really?
So Kendall Jenner was wearing Alexander McQueen for Givenchy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Her dress. So she wasn't really giving like the garden theme.
Yeah.
But she was giving.
I have her right here and pulled up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was giving like reawakening fashion because her dress is so cool. It's 25 years old and it's never been worn. Oh. It's been on a mannequin. Like, it's never been worn. Yeah. And like, they could not, what's the word? Like, fit it like to her.
Alter it. Okay.
Yes. They could not alter it. So she literally fit into it the way that it was.
Okay.
And anyway, I just thought that was so cool. The no one's ever worn it. It was like special.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The Kardashians got a lot of flack for their Met Gala looks.
Yeah. I mean, Kendall Jenner could wear literally anything.
Oh, I know. And she's so stunning.
Like a potato sack at the Met Gala. And I would be like, yes.
Well, if I'm looking at it as well in like the reawakening fashion, like, because I wasn't really like I was kind of looking at things more of like the garden and Sleeping Beauty, like awake, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But one thing I'm like noticing about her outfit now that I'm like looking at it more and that you pointed that out is also it gives like a little bit of like a Victorian kind of look to it, which is really cool. Like the higher like collar and
I just think like, she looks sleeves. So beautiful.
Yeah, she's stunning. Honestly, her look like didn't really stand out to me. Like I was just kind of like meh.
I loved
but now
it.
That I'm looking at it closer, like it is really pretty. And I think when you know the history behind the dress, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, just go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Second, this is
I'm scared of yours now. I'm like genuinely scared I'm going to hate them all.
Well, I mean, whatever.
Go ahead.
Second, Zendaya, I think.
Oh, my hell. Chelsea. No.
Yes.
Both of her looks, I was like, finger down the throat.
Absolutely loved.
I absolutely loved. Hated. I thought they were hideous. And I thought her makeup was terrible.
Oh, no.
And I thought she just was weird.
I loved. Okay, specifically.
And also, where's Tom Holland?
Yeah, where is Tom? I would love to see him there with
Tom
her.
Tom probably was embarrassed.
Oh, my gosh. Haley. No, I loved both looks, but I loved her first look the most.
This one?
I love it.
Oh,
okay,
my gosh.
She's wearing. Okay, I'm going to say this wrong. Marcella? Marcella? Okay. I don't know. Old Couture.
Okay.
By John Galliano.
Okay.
Galliano. I'm not going to say the. I'm probably going to butcher all of it's these. Fine. So just bear with me. And it was based on an old Dior look from 1999.
Okay.
And she was a co-chair this year.
Yes.
So anyway, I just thought that it was like, I don't know if anyone ever has walked the carpet for the Met in two different looks, like gone back and changed. Anyway, I just thought she completely slayed. I loved her first look. I thought it was like so pretty. I thought her makeup was like just like very like sinister but like romantic. Like I just loved it. I love that she literally matched the carpet.
Yeah,
and then
she
with
did
her
match
second
the
look, the one thing I loved the most about it was that her like headpiece was literally like a bouquet of flowers.
Yes, I hated it.
I loved
thought
it
was it. So ugly.
I just anyway, I loved it. It's really controversial. I've seen a lot of people say they don't
like
it. But I
like
it.
Honestly thought both of her outfits were atrocious.
Well, and you
like,
know what? She's the
I
same
didn't even
for
just
me.
Like not like them. I like hated them.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, so that's just so funny.
She's the same for me as Kendall Jenner. Like she could show up in a potato sack and I'd be like, yeah.
See, I amazing. Am not like a huge like, oh my gosh, Zendaya is like so hot. Like I just think she's like fine. Like oh, I'm not like a huge I like her like as an actress. Mm-hmm. I always really like her, but I've never been like, oh my gosh, I'm like so obsessed with her, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, I just like
I loved it.
I just thought her both of her outfits were too much for me.
I loved it.
Too much.
Okay.
But yeah.
Do you want me to go again?
Yeah, yeah. Just
okay.
Go.
Okay, next I have Lana Del Rey.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Ate it up.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
Her. I knew you would love her.
Gasped.
Really?
I gasped. She was wearing Alexander McQueen.
Okay.
And her look was referencing a look from one of his 2006 collections.
Okay.
I actually think, because I looked up the look from 2006, and that look is cooler than the look she was wearing.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter because I loved her outfit.
Yeah.
I just thought it was just like, I don't know. It was just so cool and so like fitting for her. It was so Lana.
Yeah. I felt like it was very true to herself. It wasn't like one of my favorites, but I did like it. And I definitely liked it more than Zendaya's.
I loved it so much. And I loved how she was doing interviews like next to Kim Kardashian on the carpet. Uh-huh. And she kept like turning to the side and like hitting Kim Kardashian with her branches like over and over again. It was so funny.
Yeah. I mean, she's just like so beautiful.
Yeah. I loved her look. Next I have Gigi Hadid. I was
loved hers.
Obsessed.
Yes, I loved hers too.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
She was wearing Tom Brown, and I think a lot of people are missing this, but her skirt for her dress was a jacket.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know.
It was a jacket.
So cool.
That was like falling off, and then it was just like rippling across the floor.
Yeah.
And
so
I'm
cool.
Like, yeah, and she looked like Marilyn Monroe.
Yes.
Like so timeless, so pretty. And I mean, I love Gigi Hadid too, just like
so do I. She's
period.
So beautiful.
But yeah, I'm like, you need to like, because I think a lot of people didn't like her look, but I'm like, you need to look closer.
Really?
Like that's what I like to see at the Met is looks like that.
Uh-huh. Me too.
Yeah, like really cool.
See,
looks.
I just thought that one was like so unique, mm-hmm. so pretty. Like I just feel like you don't really see that type of a fabric a lot at the Met. And it was giving, like you said, Marilyn Monroe vibes. And she just
so
is
pretty.
So stunning. I loved it so much.
Okay. I'm glad you like
hers. That was for sure like in the top five for me, for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. She looked beautiful. So. And then lastly on my top five, I have Tyla.
Oh, really?
And I don't know anything about her. But
she does the water, like the make me sweat.
Okay.
That song.
Yeah, I know. I like know nothing about her, but this was her first Met. She was wearing Balmain.
Uh-huh.
And her look was embodying the sands of time. And yeah. I just loved how like she had the sand on her arms and on her shoulders.
And can we talk about her body? Unreal.
Incredible.
Incredible. Yeah. Yeah, she literally, it looked like she was like buried in sand. Yeah. And then they like lifted her out of it, but the sand like stuck to her and formed a dress.
Yeah.
And then at the, I don't know if it was like at the after party or if it was later in the night, but they had like
to cut her out.
Yeah, they cut her out of it. Yeah. Yeah. And it looked, still looked so good. I loved hers too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are my top five.
Okay.
Here are my honorable mentions. I'll go through them really quick.
Yeah, go for it.
I threw one man in there. I loved Dan Levy's suit.
I don't know if I saw his
amazing. It was by Loewe.
Okay.
And it was black. Fading into flowers. I have a picture. Let me pull up for
you.
Yeah,
let me see. Because
here he is.
Oh, I love him. Yeah, I was like, yeah. I'm like, that name sounds so familiar.
Yeah, Dan.
Oh my gosh, he looks so good. Especially because I was not a fan of a lot of the guys. I thought they were super boring, but he looks so good.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I loved his suit.
Okay.
Next, I put Kelsey Ballerini, and she wore a gown by Michael Kors. And my one critique, because I thought she looked so beautiful, my one critique is I wish that like the sheer part on her gown matched her skin color a little bit better.
Oh, because you can kind of see the, yeah.
Yeah,
like just, you wish it kind of just looked like her skin.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah. Okay. I can see what you're saying. Yeah.
One critique, but I thought she looked beautiful. Karlie Kloss looked absolutely stunning.
I know. I saw hers and now I'm like forgetting what she looked like.
This.
Let me see. Oh my gosh, yes.
Incredible.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. Loved the pink.
Yeah, she was wearing a custom gown by Swarovski.
Oh,
Swarovski. I can't. Just ignore me. And then
I know
lastly,
what you're saying. It had like a bunch of jewels on it, right? Like crystals.
It looked like she was like a shedding cherry blossom.
Yes.
Like,
yeah. So pretty.
And then lastly on my list is Ariana Grande.
Boo.
Are you kidding?
Ew.
Her corset was literally made of mother of pearl.
I don't care.
It was.
I did not like her look at all.
It was beautiful. It was gorgeous.
I also just don't like her anymore either.
Well, I don't. But I'm not like the biggest fan either, but I thought she looked stunning. She looked like a cute little forest fairy.
I liked whoever was behind her in this photo, and I could never find who that was. And it's a dude. Yeah. He's wearing a black suit and he has like pink petals all over it. And it's like really pretty. But I don't know who he was. Couldn't find him anywhere else.
Anyway, Ariana Grande, last on my list.
Did
now
not
I
like hers.
I can't wait to hear all of yours.
Did not like hers at all. Well, I just have like a few random comments. Okay.
Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth. Boring.
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 He was a co-chair. I'm like,
what?
Step it up.
So boring. Like he literally just looks like he's like going out on the town, like so boring. And then is he married or is that his girlfriend?
I'm not sure.
I think it's his wife, but her name's Elsa. Mm-hmm. And I also thought hers was just kind of like
they were boring.
Yeah, and hers was just like almost looked like a Halloween costume.
Yeah,
like it just was like, I don't know.
When you're a co-chair, like you gotta step it up.
Yeah.
You gotta be Zendaya with the two looks.
Yeah, maybe not quite Zendaya, but definitely not Chris either.
Zendaya was serving.
Definitely not Chris either. Boring. One that made me giggle was Bad Bunny.
Oh, he looked good.
Yeah, I liked him.
And
it just made me laugh though.
Yeah, Bad Bunny dresses really well.
He does. And always does. His like little glasses and hat were just like kind of cracking me up.
He was a co-chair too.
Okay, I feel like he did well.
Yeah.
I thought Lily James looked really pretty, but she just looked like she could wear that anywhere.
This is my problem.
It's just like boring.
I don't love
her and
like
also Phoebe from Bridgerton. Phoebe,
I don't know.
She also looked so beautiful, but like again, you could literally wear that anywhere.
Yeah. Boring.
Yeah, boring. And I was kind of sad because I love both of them. Okay. What did you think about Leah Michele's dress?
Boring.
You didn't like it?
Looked cheap.
Really? I really liked it.
Looked like exactly what her character on Glee would wear to the Met Gala.
Totally. I actually really liked hers. I thought it was really pretty and I loved the blue.
I don't love.
I was sad about Sabrina Carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't love hers.
It was, I'm wondering almost if her and her man, what's her man's name?
Oh crap.
Barry.
Yes.
Anyway.
What's his name?
I'm wondering almost if they were kind of trying to give like Alice in Wonderland.
They were. Okay. Yeah, it was like Alice in Wonderland and Mad Hatter.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Good.
Which like together.
Yeah.
It looked cooler. But yeah.
But I know I was not very impressed either. And I don't think I love the really like, because her hair is lighter than normal. Uh-huh. I don't think I love the really icy look on her.
I do not either.
Yeah.
I do not either. I don't think it suits her at all.
Yeah.
I liked, I'm trying to think who else I liked. Okay. My absolute favorite of the night literally made my jaw drop. And I had never heard of her.
Okay.
Did not know who she was. Her name is Mona Patel. And she is Indian. And she
was
is
it the sari?
CEO. This girl.
Oh, yeah. And she was wearing literal like butterflies. Like yes. Butterflies moved.
My jaw. Look at this side.
Yeah.
My jaw dropped. I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't think anyone's was as beautiful as hers and still in theme.
Yeah. Hers is gorgeous.
So beautiful. Yeah. So that was my favorite. And then I loved Kelsey Ballerini and Chase Stokes. I thought he looked really good too. I didn't think he was very like on theme, but I thought he looked hot.
I feel like the men are never like true. Well, you know, some come on theme, but a lot of the men are just like, in a boring suit.
Yeah, boring. I thought Ed Sheeran looked just funny.
Wasn't he in a blue suit? Yeah.
He just looks so silly. And then I really did not like Shakira or Camila Cabello.
Okay, hated Camila Cabello.
So bad.
Her clutch was kind of okay, like the ice with the, what is it, yeah. Like a rose frozen
yeah,
inside
but her
it?
Whatever. Dress was terrible.
Yeah, hers was boring.
Yeah.
I thought Shakira actually... she's like I think trying to like give that she's a rose but hers,
well I didn't even think about that, so I don't think that landed very well.
Yeah, I think like without her big puffy sleeves,
yeah,
it's just
boring,
a boring dress. But I thought she looked beautiful.
I thought Charlie Hunnam looked so hot. Did you see
oh
him?
My gosh, well he is always fine.
He's so good. He ages like a fine wine.
Yeah.
And then another one that I did not like was Lizzo.
No, Lizzo is like, I'm
she
sorry, Lizzo.
So stupid.
I know. Hers looks so bad. I saw one girl was like comparing her to bacon. And I was just like, oh, poor Lizzo. And it and like the dress doesn't even look like it's like fitted to her. I'm like,
no,
who dressed her?
I don't know. It was like crinkling in the front. So weird.
Yeah.
Okay, other ones. Last couple that I did not like. Did not like Nicki Minaj.
No, me
did
either.
Did not like Sydney Sweeney.
Okay. Here's my thing.
Hated her hair, her wig.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Here's the thing is I actually really liked her look, but her hair, I did not like the wig.
No, it was so bad.
And people had to double take. They thought she was Billie Eilish.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
But it's sad because Sydney Sweeney, she had the best look for me last year.
Oh, I don't even remember what hers was.
I need to find her look and show you. She looked so beautiful last year.
Yeah.
But I really liked her look, actually. I just, yeah, it was the wig for me that
yeah
was
and then
not very
Kim
good.
Kardashian's was not good.
Okay, so. Kim Kardashian's, here, let me, I'm gonna show you Sydney Sweeney really quick. This was her from last year.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she looked so beautiful last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, so beautiful. Like all the bows and yeah, beautiful.
Yeah. But Kim Kardashian, so I saw a video of her getting ready for the Met Gala and she was like trying to explain her outfit because, okay, I actually think her dress is really cool. They're like metal flowers. Like her dress is all metal flowers, which is awesome. But it was the shawl, the sweater.
Like, it doesn't,
what's
you
going
don't
on?
Don't even pay attention to the dress because she's just wearing a sweater and she looked so uncomfortable.
Well, and so here's what she said while she's getting ready.
Uh-huh.
She's like, while we were discussing what we were going to do for the dress, I was thinking about like when you're in a garden with your boyfriend and you're just having like the best night of your life and whatever, and then you just end up like staying the night and then you have to run home in a hurry in the morning and you just throw your boyfriend's cardigan over your outfit and run home. And I'm like, what?
That doesn't even make any sense. First of all, you would never catch me dead dating anyone who wears a cardigan. So that's first red flag.
I think you've dated boys that have worn cardigans. I saw that video of you with a boy playing the piano.
Oh. I not Chelsea calling me out.
You've dated boys that wear cardigans.
Okay, well, maybe 17-year-old me. But yeah, never adult Haley. No. But I just feel like hers was just so like lazy. I don't know. I didn't like her look at all. But
what did you think of Kylie Jenner?
Boring.
I thought she looked stunning.
I mean, yeah, she's beautiful, but boring. Just so boring. She put like a flower in her hair and called it good. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so those were my thoughts. I was pretty much unimpressed, except for like a couple that made my jaw drop.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was a little underwhelmed, but.
Well, fun. I thought it was a really fun Met Gala. I thought the theme was really fun.
Yeah, I liked the theme.
Yeah. Anyway, it was good. Sad you thought Zendaya was ugly, but
yeah, sorry.
Whatever. Those who get it.
Yeah, apparently I'm out of the loop.
Okay, so for today's episode, we're kind of doing like a little blast from the past. I listened to The Bad Broadcast. She did an episode like this like a month and a half ago. And what she did was she did 20 things that turned 20 in the year 2024. Okay. So she basically recapped the year 2004. And when I first listened to that episode, I was kind of like, okay, whatever, like I'll give it a listen. But by the end of it, I was like, oh, I actually really enjoyed listening to that.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we thought it would be fun to kind of go off her idea. And I am going to be recapping 1996 because that was the year Haley was born. And Haley's going to do 1995 for me. And we're kind of just going to discuss like events and things that happened in those years.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So, and I can't even tell you how much I learned about 1996.
I know, same. I was like, oh my gosh, like actually so many big things happened the year you were born.
Good.
Which I'm like, maybe that's just every year, but I don't know. I just feel like there were so many things I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first? Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you can go first.
Okay. I have a lot of information. So
yeah, I feel like I do too. So it's okay.
Yeah, I'll try to not stay on anything too long. Okay, so 1996, taking it back. Most exciting thing that happened that year was Haley was born.
Yeah, that's the best part of that year.
Yeah, yeah. Biggest part of that year. It was the Chinese New Year of the rat.
Yes, I knew that. So annoying.
So you're a rat.
I am a rat.
I did not know that. I actually don't even know what mine is. So.
And I don't either. Sorry.
I'll have to look that up. That's fine. I'll look it up. Okay. I put the most popular baby names that year.
Okay.
Were Ashley, Emily, Jessica, Samantha, Jacob, Joshua, Michael, and Matthew. Oh, and we all know a million of those.
A million.
So rings true.
Yes.
Let's see. Oh. These are just some random facts, and then I'll get to some more, like, I don't know, more categories.
Okay.
But this is last. Most popular Halloween costumes this year were the ghost face from Scream.
Okay.
Esmeralda from Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Okay.
And Darth Vader.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. I have some averages for, like, cost of things.
Okay.
So the average cost of a house in 1996, what do you guess?
Well, I did that on yours too. So I feel like I would actually probably have like a fair guess. Maybe like 130,000.
118,200.
Insane. Can you imagine?
No. The average for a gallon of gas is $1.22.
Oh my gosh.
Can you even imagine?
Oh my gosh. No, it's like three times that now.
The average income per person or per year was $36,300.
Also sad.
I mean, was probably a lot of the time. I don't know.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah. The average cost of a new car was $16,300 and minimum wage was $5.15.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What was minimum wage at your very first job?
I think $7.25.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So like literally it hasn't changed in Utah, basically.
Yeah. Is that still what it is today?
I don't know. I thought it was like in the sevens, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's nine now. I don't know.
To Google that after.
Yeah.
I wrote down some movies that came out that year. So Space Jam
was born that year. It's what got the furries going.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It's what started the furries was all the dudes that had a crush on what's her face.
On Babs Bunny.
On Babs Bunny.
She is hot.
Yep. She is hot. But Yeah, no thanks to the furries.
101 Dalmatians, the live action.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so not the cartoon, but the live action, which I grew up being terrified of. I was terrified of Cruella.
Oh, really?
Yeah. James and the Giant Peach, also absolutely terrifying. The animation in that, like, what even is happening? The Nutty Professor.
Never seen it.
What? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The Crucible.
Okay.
Which I feel like, I don't know. I feel like you don't you have to read that book in like some grade in school or something. Yeah. And everyone watches the movie.
Yes.
Muppet Treasure Island.
Oh, definitely seen that many times.
Romeo and Juliet, the one with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
When he's like iconic. So mini and tiny.
Yes.
Twister was a big movie that year.
Okay.
One of my personal favorites, Happy Gilmore.
Oh, I love that that was the year I was born. I love that movie. So good. That was like the prime of Adam Sandler too.
Yeah, it was so like good. Happy Madison Productions.
Yes. Oh, so good.
Yeah. Scream.
I used to think he was hot, by the way.
I still think Adam Sandler is hot.
He gives ultimate dad vibes.
David knows, like, I love Adam Sandler so much.
Yeah, he's goody.
Yeah. Scream was a big one.
Okay.
And which like makes I sense said,
with the costume.
Yeah, with the costume. Mm-hmm. Fargo, which I've never seen, but was big. I think this is the biggest movie of the year was Independence Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Matilda.
Oh, I love that movie too.
Me too. Mission Impossible.
Okay.
And The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Which
I've never seen.
Esmeralda.
Yeah.
The costume. So you've never seen The Hunchback of Notre Dame. It is so dark and scary.
Yeah, I mean, I assumed.
Yeah.
Just based off of the photo, but yeah.
So scary. Here are TV shows that were released this year.
Okay,
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Okay.
Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, okay.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Love.
Seventh Heaven.
Oh, also love. Okay.
I've never seen. Third Rock from the Sun.
Okay.
Arthur, my favorite show to this day.
Love Arthur. Like PBS Arthur?
Yeah.
Cute. That's like the only TV show Vince was ever allowed to watch. So he probably hates it, but.
Oh, I love
it. He was only allowed to watch PBS and like only Arthur. And he was only allowed to watch like 30 minutes on Saturday.
Oh, Vince.
I know.
So sad. I watched a lot of TV as a kid.
Oh, me too. Disney Channel. Mm-hmm. Nickelodeon.
Blue's Clues.
Oh, cute. Yeah.
Dexter's Laboratory.
Okay.
Hey Arnold.
Okay.
Judge Judy.
Okay.
Kenan and Kel. What?
I don't think I know what that is.
You've never heard of like Good Burger?
Oh, like Kenan and Kel? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The Rosie O'Donnell Show, which I grew up watching with my mom too. so much. The Crocodile Hunter.
Okay.
Access Hollywood, which is still going on to this day.
Don't even know what that is.
Yeah, they just like recap pop culture.
Oh, okay. So basically our job.
Yes, our job. Mm-hmm. They're trying to come for our job. Doug.
Okay.
Discovery Kids made its debut.
Oh, okay.
Which I watched a lot of Discovery Kids.
Me too.
And then I just noted that The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air aired their last episode in 1996.
The last one?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yep. Okay. Next, I have some history moments.
Okay.
In 1996. So Bill Clinton was reelected for his second term. Boom.
Yeah.
Why did we reelect him? I don't know.
We'll never know.
NASA launches the Mars Global Surveyor, which I have no idea, but it was a
don't
big
know
deal.
What that is,
it was a big deal.
Good job, NASA.
Yeah, so I put it down. Also, the Hubble Space Telescope revealed images of Pluto's surface for the first time.
Oh, interesting. Year. Okay.
Yeah, justice for Pluto.
Is that when they were like, you're not a planet?
No, I think this is when it was still a planet.
Oh, okay. I that's right, because I remember when it became not a planet, and it was like when I was old enough to be like,
so like 5 years ago.
Yeah, I'm like, I remember that.
I know, still confusing to me.
Yeah, same.
Mother Teresa is granted honorary U.S. citizenship.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, iconic.
Yeah, iconic. The Summer Olympics were held in Atlanta.
Okay.
In 96. On July 5th, this was a big event that I read so much about. On July 5th, Dolly the sheep became the first mammal to be successfully cloned.
Oh.
Yeah, this was like a big deal in all the articles.
Okay.
Yeah, so. science was really taking effect.
Apparently. In 96. I will say, like, as you're saying this, it is like, I kind of keep like thinking about just like my mom with like me as a newborn and just like all these things happening. It's just kind of funny. Anyway.
Yeah. This was the year they started cloning babies.
Interesting.
Hotmail.com was launched.
Okay.
And Microsoft introduced Internet Explorer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Internet Explorer.
Yeah. Okay. Now pop culture. Kay. Big moments in pop culture.
Okay.
Album of the year was Jagged Little Pill by Alanis Morissette.
Don't even know what that is.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm going to show you after this. Janet Jackson became the highest paid musician in history this year by signing an $80 million deal with Virgin Records.
Wow.
So
yeah,
at the time, that was the highest paid artist.
Wow.
Well, musician. Yeah.
So cool.
Tupac was shot 4 times in a drive-by shooting and dies 6 days later at age 25.
Wow. I did not realize that Tupac died when I was born. Yeah. I always just like, I don't know.
And this was also, along with Dolly the Sheep, this was in every article.
Yeah.
Was Tupac. So,
yeah.
Big deal.
Crazy.
Prince,
was it gang related?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I mean, probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's see. Where was I at? Oh, Prince Charles and Princess Diana divorce this year.
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z, the Spice Girls, and Backstreet Boys all dropped their debut albums.
What?
I know, that's a big deal, right? And Spice Girls hit number one with Wannabe.
Wow.
Which, like, was iconic for my childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I mean,
and same. I think everyone else's.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, I never say her name right. 6-year-old JonBenet.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Is that how you say her name?
Yeah, Ramsey? I always say, yeah,
how do you JonBenet. Say it? Yeah, JonBenet Ramsey, found dead in her basement. In 96.
I have gone through such a deep dive rabbit hole. You know, people think that Taylor Swift is JonBenet. That's like a theory.
No.
You've never heard of that?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Go down that rabbit hole.
That's like a legit theory. It's so interesting. Anyway, it's a very inaccurate theory, but it's an interesting one nonetheless.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done a really deep dive on that whole.
I need to.
True crime thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard a lot about it, but.
Yeah. Sad.
Yeah. I'm interested. Denzel Washington was People's Sexiest Man Alive this year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was Denzel. He sexy when back in the day?
I don't think so, but there are often sexiest men
alive I know.
That I don't think are
I know.
Sexy. So.
I'm like, how?
Whatever.
I'm like, people, if you saw that person walking down the street, would you even like. Take a second glance.
Would
usually
you even
not
care. It was for the Super Bowl. It was Cowboys versus Steelers, and the Cowboys won.
Kay.
And that was the last time they've won the Super Bowl since.
That sucks for them.
And then I put this one down because I just had no idea these two were married. But Lisa Marie Presley filed for divorce from Michael Jackson.
What the heck?
This year.
What the heck? I didn't know he was ever married.
I knew he was married, but. Never to Lisa Marie Presley. Like, this was, I did not know this. So
yeah.
I had to put that down.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. Okay, I put down the most popular toys at the time. And also toys that were released this year. So Tickle Me Elmo was the toy of the year.
Oh, boy.
Which is just funny because Tickle Me Elmo is still, like, so
memorable. Yeah.
Tamagotchis were released this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
And also, You're Gonna Die, Pokemon was created.
Cards?
So it was first released on the Game Boy.
Oh.
And then, like, cards and everything came after. But yeah,
this was the year. I had that on your list.
Really?
Yeah. And the Tamagotchi, too. So I don't know what happened there, but.
Okay. And then Nintendo 64 was released.
Oh, okay.
And I think, like. It was released in Japan or something.
Okay.
That's when it was first released. I wrote down a few fashion trends.
Okay.
So, okay. And a lot of these come from the movie Clueless and like Spice Girls.
Okay.
So they're like very inspired.
Yeah.
But mini skirts, knee-high socks, cropped vests, and crop tops in general.
Cute. Love all those things.
Yeah. I mean, and it's just so funny how many of these things are in now.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Chokers, overalls, mini sunglasses, scrunchies, slip dresses, headbands, pigtails, one-piece swimsuits, track pants, platform shoes, velvet, animal print, and windbreakers.
Okay, cute.
We're all
popular.
The thing, yeah. Okay, I put down some popular foods.
Okay.
Dinosaur eggs oatmeal.
I have that on your list too.
Shut up. Really?
And I ate that like not even like 6 months ago.
Really?
Dinosaur egg oatmeal slaps.
Oh my god.
It's delicious.
I have not eaten this literally probably since I was like 5 years old, but
oh my gosh, it slaps.
I have fond memories.
So good.
Dippin' Dots and Dippin' Dots cereal.
Oh, interesting.
It was like a big deal.
Which they made like a comeback of Dippin' Dots cereal like recently.
I've never had that.
Interesting. I haven't either, but yeah.
Lunchables.
Okay.
Pizza rolls.
Okay.
So we're being very healthy in 96.
Yeah, I know.
toaster strudel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Blue M&Ms were a massive thing.
Yes. I have that on yours too.
You do?
Yeah, because they were made in 95. They made the switch in 95. It was the biggest
96, all the stuff I read.
It was the biggest Halloween costume in 95.
Really?
Was the blue M&M.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But but yeah, it was because I guess there used to be two brown M&Ms.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
A light brown and a dark brown.
Yeah. And so they did a contest for people to vote between pink, purple, and blue M&Ms, and blue won. And blue M&Ms were like a huge thing.
Yeah,
so weird.
I know, that was on all of your stuff too. That's so funny.
I know. I mean, our years are so close together
that, I know,
hopefully we're not running into too many of the same things, but
it's fine.
Molten chocolate cake, Gushers, and Dunkaroos.
Okay,
all of these things are like junk food, but
like you said, very healthy year.
Yes. And then I just wrote down a few companies that were created this year.
Okay.
That I thought, I mean, there were tons and tons, but these were stood out to me. Radio Disney.
Oh, I loved Radio Disney.
Me too. So fun. Whatever happened to Radio Disney?
I know.
Bring it back. DreamWorks Animation Television.
Oh, wow.
And DreamWorks Television were created that year. Under Armour.
Okay.
And Ancestry.com. And their headquarters is in Lehi, Utah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, that is everything I have.
Okay. Fun.
Yeah. Hope you learned
something. What a great year. What a great, great year. I did. I learned a lot. Okay. So Chelsea was born in 1995. Mm-hmm. I just looked. The Chinese animal for the year was a pig.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah. I was a pig and a rat over here.
Cute.
Okay, biggest pop culture thing that happened the year you were born was OJ Simpson's trial.
Yep, I already knew.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I figured you would, because that's such a big thing. One thing that I thought was really interesting is it really kicked off reality TV, though.
Okay.
From that. Like, a lot of reality TV stemmed from that, because it was the most tuned in to live trial that ever happened. It was like 150 million people tuned in, and from that a lot of TV networks were like, interesting.
Yeah,
like people want to tune in to live TV,
like we have something here.
Yeah. And so anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. This one, which I've done a deep dive, true crime dive into this as well, was the murder of Selena, who is a Mexican pop star.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her former agent murdered her.
That was that year.
Yep. I also have the sexiest man alive.
Okay. Ready.
Person, which he's actually been nominated 2 times, or has been the sexiest man alive twice. Brad Pitt.
Oh,
I know, you got a good one.
Yeah.
Why'd you get a good one?
He's been sexiest man alive twice.
Yeah. That year. And then I think it's set again in 2005.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, wow, 10 years difference.
I know.
Yeah, fun. That is a good one.
So fun. Okay, and then I put a few of the hottest female celebrities at that time and a few of the hottest male celebrities at that time. Mm-hmm. So, Pamela Anderson, okay, Baywatch, yeah. Drew Barrymore,
yeah,
which I have always thought she was like cute, but not like hot. But
she was hot, like in Charlie's Angels and stuff. Yeah, that's true. People thought she was super hot.
And she's a very like quirky type of hot.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Sandra Bullock, which I'm like, has she even aged? Like I was looking at photos of her.
Sandra Bullock is so hot.
Yeah, I don't really see it, but.
I don't either. Yeah. I don't think she's hot. I think she's beautiful. Yeah. I don't think she's like so sexy hot.
Yeah, me either.
But David loves like, he'll kill me, but he loves like Miss Congeniality. Like,
oh yeah.
He would watch that all the time.
I love Miss Congeniality too.
I mean, it's good, but.
Yeah, but like she's not hot.
No.
Cameron Diaz, which she will forever be hot, mm-hmm, in my mind. And then Princess Diana.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the hottest male celebs, they only had three of them. It made me laugh. I was like, of course there's like 10 women and like three dudes. George Clooney, DiCaprio, and Brad Pitt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brad Pitt is definitely the hottest out of those three.
Yes, for sure.
I am not into Leonardo DiCaprio.
I'm not either. Even young Leo, like I think he's cute, but I've never thought he was hot.
Yeah, I think like cutest Leonardo DiCaprio is like Titanic.
Yeah,
like,
I think so too.
Yeah. But
yeah,
I don't know.
And he's always just been like so little. Mm-hmm. And like just not really.
But he's looking so old now.
I know. Yeah. So old. Yeah. It's crazy. Pop culture. Queen Elizabeth told Diana and Charles to get a divorce.
Yeah.
So obviously they got divorced in 96, but it was December of 95 when she told them to split up, which that whole thing is so sad. And then I also put a few like historical / technology type ones. So Match.com became a thing.
Okay.
The year you were born. eBay is debuted.
No,
go ahead.
Is Match.com like the first online dating?
I think so. Yeah.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
And then eBay.
And then it's funny because you met your husband online dating. So it's kind of a full circle moment.
Yeah, so poetic.
eBay debuted. So poetic. eBay debuted.
Wow.
Yeah. Yahoo.com became, it like registered as a domain.
Okay.
Amazon sold its first book.
Oh.
Which Amazon, I don't know if you know this, but that was its like sole purpose in the beginning was to sell books.
No.
It was like supposed to be like an online Barnes and Noble.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it sold its very first book.
I am blown away that Amazon is that old.
I know.
Yeah, that's
I mean, it's just
crazy.
So different now than like it was ever intended
yeah.
to be. And then I put a loaf of bread cost 99 cents.
Oh, wow.
$127,000 to build a brand new home. So it was interesting. It was like less expensive the next year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Those interest rates.
And then seriously. And then Salt Lake City was chosen to host the Winter Olympics in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it was chosen that year. Okay. Most popular baby names were Michael, Matthew, Christopher, Jacob, Jessica, Ashley, Emily, Samantha. So not much changed. Mm-hmm. And like you said, we all know a million of those. I also did fashion. So crop tops, platform shoes, animal prints, faux furs, of denim.
Uh-huh.
And it was also very in to match the same color your top and bottom.
Interesting.
Yeah. That was.
Yeah. I feel like
very in.
Now like doing like sets and stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Still in. Yeah, that's vibe. True. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of matching
I
sets.
Love the faux fur. That's hilarious.
The faux fur. I know. Okay. And then for music, the most popular song that year, and it won the MTV Music Video Award of the Year, was TLC Waterfalls.
Oh my gosh, I love that song.
Me too. Also, the Macarena dance went viral that year.
Oh wow.
I know. And then some other popular songs were Take a Bow from Madonna, This Is How We Do It, Montel Jordan, You Are Not Alone, Michael Jackson, and Fantasy by Mariah Carey.
So good.
Yeah, also good. The most popular TV shows for adults were Friends, Seinfeld, and ER. ER was actually the highest rated show of the year. And then for kids, it was Wishbone, Little Bear, Timon and Pumbaa, Goosebumps, and also it said Dexter's Laboratory, but you said that released my year, or maybe that was just a most popular one my year. I can't remember, but it said Dexter's Laboratory as well.
I have never heard of Wishbone.
Oh, really? Like the little dog?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Oh, maybe I have actually.
Yeah.
I'm Googling right now.
Yeah.
But not Goosebumps. I hated Goosebumps.
Really? I loved Goosebumps. Yeah.
Were you just like, oh, no, I've never heard of Wishbone.
No.
This is not what I was thinking. No.
Interesting. Okay. And then the most popular movies that year were Toy Story.
Okay.
Batman Forever, Apollo 13, Pocahontas, Jumanji, Babe, the one with the pig.
Brave, the year of the piggy.
Yes. Yeah. Braveheart, which is Vince's favorite movie. Oh, well, I've one of his favorite movies. Actually, his favorite movie is Gladiator, but he loves Braveheart too. And then Clueless.
Was Clueless released in 95?
Yeah, July of 95.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Which makes sense why the next year, all the fashion was Clueless.
And I love Clueless. It's one of my all-time favorite movies.
I've never seen it. I know. It's on my list. I know. I just was not really like a movie person growing up. I just watched shows, but.
You would love Clueless. It's so good.
I have that one on my road, or on my road, on my list, and also Crossroads by with Britney Spears on my list because I've never seen that classic either. Yeah, I know. Classic. I know. Maybe we need to have a little girls' night.
Speaking of which, okay, what's her last name? Zoe.
Oh,
What's her last name? She's in Avatar. She's in Avengers.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking of.
Anyway, she's in Crossroads.
Oh, okay.
They did her so dirty at the Met Gala.
Oh, really?
Did you see her look? No. So boring.
Was it so bad?
Yeah, oh. I'll show you after.
Okay.
Did her so dirty.
Oh, that's sad. Sad day. Okay, food and drink. Starbucks released the Frappuccino.
Really?
The very first.
Wow.
Yeah. And then this, I put M&M came out with the blue color. What is that? I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows who what's knows? Really true?
And then DiGiorno released the first frozen self-rising crust.
Oh, yum.
Yeah. Thank you, DiGiorno.
Thank you.
Blessing us.
As if I've ever even eaten that.
Oh, I have. It's actually pretty good for frozen pizza. Oh. Pretty good. Okay. Popular foods. And some of these are similar to yours. Mm-hmm. Gushers, Dunkaroos, Lunchables, Toaster Strudels, Dinosaur Egg, Oatmeal, French Toast Cereal was released, and pizza rolls and Uncrustables. So very healthy.
I've never eaten Dunkaroos.
I haven't either, but they're still around. Like, I see them at the store.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I've never had them either. And then a popular Halloween costume this year, blue M&M.
So
Power,
weird.
I know. Power Ranger, anyone from the Addams Family, anyone from Star Trek, and Catwoman.
Cute.
And then the most popular toys this year were Barbie as Eliza Doolittle. Barbie as Maria.
Eliza Doolittle?
You know, I've never seen the, gosh, what's it called? Oh, crap.
Eliza.
Oh, my gosh. Why can't I think of what it's from?
Eliza Doolittle. My Fair Lady?
Yes, My Fair Lady.
No, I've never seen that.
Oh, okay.
Barbie as her?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Barbie as Maria in The Sound of Music.
Okay.
Barbie and Ken Star Trek duo.
Why so much Barbie?
I don't know.
I had no Barbie on my list for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
She, like, didn't come up.
Interesting. Sticky hands and slap bracelets.
Okay.
Pokemon cards and the blow pens.
Oh, the art ones. Yeah. I had blow pens.
My mom would never let me get them.
That was a mess. I would never let my kids have those.
Yeah.
But I had them.
It was one of those TV commercials that I was like, I want one of those. And I never got one.
Yeah. But wow.
Anyway, that is all I had for the year of you.
Cute.
Yeah. Some big things.
Yeah. Okay. Well, cute. Fun.
Yeah. So fun.
Hopefully this was interesting. I mean, I don't know. I just thought it was really fun personally when I was listening to the Bad broadcast and I heard about 2004.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? A lot of people are like around our age or probably born in the same year as us.
Oh, yeah.
So, kind of fun to take a trip down memory lane and just...
some good reminiscing.
Hopefully you learned something.
Yeah.
But anyway, that brings us to the end of our episode today. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed listening to our Met Gala ratings and our recaps of the years we were born. Go ahead and give us a follow on Instagram. We're at twoblondes.onepod. And make sure to give us a rate and review on the podcast. 5 stars, nothing more, nothing less. I don't know why I think that's so funny.
I love it. I always giggle every time. So. I know,
me and my dad jokes. Anyway, we love you guys. And we will talk to you next Monday. Bye.
Bye.